In nearly all the major livestock-producing countries in the world, farmers add a small amount of antibiotics to the animals' feed. It keeps them healthy and helps them grow better. Public health groups have opposed the practice because bacteria continually exposed to antibiotics will eventually develop resistance to them. But the livestock industry argues that it's a long way from farm to fork, and there's no evidence that feeding antibiotics to healthy animals is harming people. At a congressional hearing in Washington, D.C. last week, U.S. officials disagreed. Ali Khan is deputy director at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
There's an unequivocal evidence and relationship between use of antibiotics in animals and transmission of antibiotic-resistant bacteria causing adverse effects in humans.
Khan pointed to numerous scientific studies from Europe, Canada, and the United States, as well as reports from the World Health Organization and the U.S. Institute of Medicine that all show a link between veterinary use of antibiotics and higher risk of drug-resistant infections among humans. Joshua Sharfstein is Principal Deputy Commissioner at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. At the same hearing, he said one of the best studies used molecular fingerprinting to follow an outbreak of drug-resistant bacteria.
You actually can trace the specific bacteria around, and they find that the resistant strains in humans match the resistant strains in the animals.
These strong statements opposing the practice represent a new U.S. government position on the issue. The FDA recently issued new guidance to the livestock industry, recommending they stop using antibiotics as growth promoters. Jorgen Schlundt, head of food safety at the World Health Organization, says it's the right move.
This is a very important event, and it's actually following the guidance that WHO already gave out, where we suggested that countries should actually stop using antibiotics as growth promoters.
Until now, only the European Union has followed the WHO's suggestion, banning the practice in 2006. Schlundt says it remains common in other major livestock-producing countries. While the FDA's recommendations are seen as a step in the right direction, they are voluntary. Critics say that's not enough, and Schlundt says they may be right.
In our experience, regulation is probably needed in an area like this.
But others say more regulation would be a mistake. The livestock industry and the nation's leading veterinarians group says the antibiotics are helping to prevent animal disease, which ultimately makes the food supply safer. Randall Singer is a professor of epidemiology at the University of Minnesota. After the congressional hearing, he said a ban could do more harm than good.
In the United States, if we were to pull those antibiotics from disease prevention, we will see disease. And my fear is that as we see more disease, we'll end up with more problems in our food supply.
The CDC's Ali Khan and the FDA's Joshua Sharfstein said that fear is unfounded. Congress is considering legislation that would ban certain antibiotics from animal use, but it faces strong opposition from farm state lawmakers, and even its supporters say Congress is unlikely to pass the measure this year. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.